Peter, from your perspective then, what has the National Football League Players Association done in terms of the consistency of implementation? Is it just a smokescreen, or do you think the NFL players have done a better job? And what can baseball learn from them to make this much more of a process that people have some level of deeper respect for?
Well, I think that the relationships between in the sports between the union and management are very different. And Gene Orza and Don Fehr are being bashed continually for sort of standing at the door and not allowing drug testing. They are civil libertarians, and I realize this is a multi-million-dollar business. And they probably were too strong. On the other hand, the way they have been treated by baseball, it's 25 to 30 years of mistrust, of collusion and lying. And, baseball management has built up a wall. And now it's very hard to see any business relationship between the players and the owners in baseball because of what's happened in the past. And I think that has a lot to do with it. I do think that, okay, it's over. Let's, let it go. But it's easy to say that. But we don't know. We don't know what they've been through in the era when Peter Ueberroth and the business in 1980 and 81 and 82 when they tried to break the union in 1990 when they tried to break the union again when they had their just complete disaster in 94-95. So, I think there's a lot more at stake here, but I do think that Don and Gene have to do what the NFL Players Association has done and work out the program and administer it together with ownership. Because I think the fact that in football people trust Gene Upshaw makes a great deal of difference. I just think that the perception is much greater. We all believe that there are probably guys who find ways to get around the drug testing, but there's not, as we talked about, there's nothing you can do about it, but at least people believe that the Players Association of Football really wants to make the game clean.